Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome to episode 163 of Farm Chatter. Can you believe we've been recording this long?
No, and there's probably a lot of people that may think, I wonder if we still should.
I hope that people enjoy listening to us update you on our week and everything that happens here at the farm. We really try to just give you a slice of farm life.
Yeah, and we are full on again.
We are.
We finally got through the polar vortex, and what a difference a week makes.
We are starting to enjoy some temperatures above freezing during the day. That is just so incredible for us.
Yeah, we've had a long stretch of really cold temperatures. And this week we had a couple of days that were in the 50s. And that felt like 80, so it was so nice.
Well, it was practically an 80-degree difference,
right?
When you factor in the wind chill that we had.
Yeah, so I see some grass starting to green up, and we have been full on in work mode.
One of the exciting things when it does warm up like that is the honeybees begin to fly. Come out, take a little cleansing flight. They've been clustered together pretty tightly, I'm guessing, to weather through that cold. And the risk you run as a beekeeper is you never really know until the weather warms up and you can get in the hives how they've fared.
Yeah, usually there's a January thaw. And you like the temperature to be around 50 at least before you open up the hives. And we didn't have it this year. So they had a long stretch from last fall until just yesterday, I believe.
Right. So end of February, and I finally was able to open the hive. And when you talk about doing that in the winter, you're not doing a full hive inspection. You're not separating boxes, anything like that. I simply opened the top. We had candy boards on top of those to add a little extra food and nutrition for them. So I'm just popping that up a little bit and checking to see how they're doing. And I could tell the minute I drove up to the hives, we have at least one that is full on great guns. There were bees all over the outside, coming and going and flying. There was another one that was fairly strong, still a lot of bees. And the middle one, I don't know. We have three hives sitting together. And I just am still not sure about that middle hive.
You kind of suspected that one wasn't doing very well at the end of the fall.
Right.
But we still put on candy and left honey. And you kind of were concerned about that one.
I was. And we've talked about before, I know on the podcast, about leaving extra honey for the bees this year to get through winter, and I'm very, very glad that we did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we posted a video yesterday of the hives, and we had a local beekeeper that had made a comment that they had lost 9 hives over the winter, and that's very common, and we can totally relate to that and how sad that is.
It is. We do lose some almost every winter, but we try not to. And
if you can get 2/3, that's,
I know,
that's pretty good. If you get 2/3 that survive.
So I'm excited and added a little more food to them. I had some winter patties and put some of that on. And it won't be too much longer. They will be able to forage some of those early pollens.
Yeah,
and that'll be good.
They've been looking because I've been outside a lot, burning brush and doing a lot of different tasks finally, which has felt great. And I have had bees, so we knew that at least there were some flying, because they have been visiting, and they do that with us. They'll fly around our face, and not in a scary kind of way, but no, just in a friendly kind of way, like, we're back.
Especially this time of year, it's very common for us to have those, just a handful, one or two bees, come up and fly around. And you were burning this week, and for whatever reason, they seem to be attracted to that.
They really
smoke.
Are.
And so you had some come visit you at the fire.
Yeah, they were coming around, and you know, so I was really happy to see them, because I knew at least we had some that were out flying, and they seemed very healthy. So I'm sorry, I'm distracted because there's a lot of racket, because our Miss Ivory is walking around and knocking everything off the desk.
She hasn't quite learned all the boundaries yet. She's still in training mode, and we're teaching her. She is all kitten.
She is, and, but she's a good one.
Oh, she is a doll. She's very cute, very sweet. She likes to be petted and have her ears rubbed and then roll over and have her belly scratched.
Yes.
So the bees, and talking about the smoke from the fire, made me actually think of a couple of things that we've found and been doing that are sort of all related to honeybees. With the smoke, that leads me to thinking about, we've been taking out some invasives.
Yes. And then, a lot of invasives.
Yes. So I want to talk a little bit about that. But it also made me think about when we first went into your greenhouse and you had some...
I think that's Creeping Charlie. It's a weed, but... It was encouraging because there were some blooms on it.
It was.
It was a nice environment, which today that was all pulled out. But
those blooms made me think they're a real pretty little blue flower, bluish purple. And the more we have had honeybees and I've been more in tune to the flowers and the natural flowers, I didn't know. You probably did know, but I was unaware that the colors of the flowers that are blooming naturally seem to change mm-hmm. with the season. So yeah. Those early flowers are purple, and then they progress into other colors throughout the season. You'll see waves of white and then waves of yellow. And it's interesting to me.
It is. And we've really noticed that since we moved to the farm and became beekeepers, that, you know, that's just a natural happening. Yeah. That's very cool.
It is very cool. So something to watch for as you're just driving around in the country or wherever, to watch for the natural colors of flowers.
You'll be seeing purple henbit. That'll be one of the first things that you'll see in the fields. And as much rain as we've had, it probably will be a while before they're in the fields, I would imagine. But if they can't get in there early and get that out, you will see it's beautiful, I think.
It is. I love it.
It's a beautiful little flower. I have a macro lens that I like to take pictures because it kind of looks like a little orchid. It's really pretty. But a field full of it, I think, is just beautiful.
I do, too.
And I know farmers aren't that excited about it, but I think it's really pretty.
And the bees like it.
And the bees like it, right.
But back to invasives... that's something we've talked about on the podcast, and it got warm enough finally to really begin working on our north property boundary. We have a split rail fence there, and we had some really aggravating shrubs come in.
Yeah. I mean, talk about, I think there were some of those that probably had 10 stems. I mean, and we're not just talking about stems. We're talking about like small tree trunks.
Yes.
And they were all wound together and gnarly. And that was the honeysuckle.
Yes.
Which is invasive in this area. And it gets little red berries, which the birds and really like it. But then they plant us more and it gets out of control. So we had a lot of that in our fence row that had never been taken care of. And so we've been here, I don't know, we've had this property several years, And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then inside that, there was grapevine, the wild grapevine, which is awful.
It grows fast.
Yeah.
And it grows up the trees, and it will eventually, choke it out and kill it.
Yeah, we've had it choke out nice big oak trees, and you just really have to get a hold of that. So we took all that out. We took out some multiflora rose,
which now that's a good time.
Was ridiculous. I mean, it was enormous. And again, you know, that's not fun stuff because it sticks. I don't know how many sticks I got taking that stuff out, but it is gone and burned up. And we have treated the stumps. So we're going to keep that stuff out of here.
We are determined to claim our land from the invasive species.
That's right. And put some good stuff back in there.
So while we've been doing all of that, we also had a worry with one of our cats, Abby. She had not been feeling good, had started vomiting, and we were really worried about her, scared for her.
It's been pretty stressful. She got sick about a week ago, and you know, we have an excellent vet clinic, and they take really good care of her. And so she went in, I think, last Monday for a visit and, you know, seemed to be doing better. And then she really had a turn for the worse on Tuesday night, and she ended up having emergency surgery on Wednesday.
Right. So it's funny to me how when you have, I mean, she was gone a couple of days, a little over 48 hours, and the house just felt empty.
Yeah.
It just, without one of them, I mean, we have five now, but without one of them in the house and just knowing that she was there and having
and
surgery
her habits and
in the hospital, we just missed her really bad.
Yeah, we really did. And, you know, she's been on the podcast a lot. She's probably on the podcast more than any of the other cats, but she's resting right now. She is back home, and she came home on Friday. She's doing pretty well.
She is. And I think, based on her reaction to us when we got to pick her up, I think she had missed us too.
I think she had. Yeah. We've had a lot of purrs and headbutts and not so much when we give her meds.
Yeah, but that's a little rough.
Yeah, but she's on the mend and she's doing better. And so some of that, we still have her contained to one room, and actually two rooms, but a big space for her.
Right.
And
she came out little bit this morning to kind of look out the windows and rest on the porch a little bit. But
and the other cats kind of need to get to know her again.
Right. But it's a little hard to catch her for her medication. She's still on quite a bit. So we have to be able to get her to do that. And it's better just to keep her kind of secluded and quiet.
She seems to be okay with that. Now, there have been a couple of times when we open the door, she's right there ready to come out. So that means she's doing better. So not completely not worried about her anymore, but I'll be glad to get her integrated back into the household and we get things kind of back to normal. It seems like we just can't quite settle.
No, there's always something happening, and it's like, where is normal anymore?
Right, yeah.
But I do want to give a big old cowbell to Animal Medical Center in Charleston. They are the best.
Yes, and they're the official medical center
of
Fife Feline Farm.
Right, so here's to you, Animal Medical Center, all the staff, and particularly Dr. Heiser. Thank you to each and every one of you for taking care of our baby, Abby.
So there you have it. We're back in full swing. I guess another just a side note, we have had several people sign up for the school, Fife Feline Farm School. So we've had several new ones this week. We've had orders this week. And we're going to be open at the Merck in a few weeks.
Yes.
So been busy making product in between all this other stuff going on. But we are moving forward.
We will be open on March 19th. That's a Friday. We'll open for the season. And we'll continue to give more information about that as we get closer. And we also still have space in our online gardening course. I'll put a link. We have had all those enrollments. Yeah. That's cool. We continue to add.
It's
unlimited.
Unlimited.
We recorded more video today. Mm-hmm. So that will be posted in the very near future. And on March 1st, which is when this episode will air, if you are local to the Charleston area within 15 miles, we have just a few spots for our Gert's Garden To Go bags delivery service that will begin in the middle of June. So I'll also put the link into that, and we'll start that. So that is very exciting as well.
Yeah, we're moving forward. I planted a little bit of lettuce today, so outside, well, actually in the cold frames, but we have been enjoying lettuce and spinach up until now, and so I pulled some of the older stuff out, put new stuff in, and things are happening.
Finally, spring is around the corner.
Yes. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.